How long is it before we're going to see adjuvant data for checkpoint inhibitors, and what do you think it's going to show?
Well, I think it's going to come very soon. We just finished enrollment to a large phase III study of atezolizumab in early stage disease. The neoadjuvant trials have looked fantastic. You know, I think Patrick Ford's work in the New England Journal this past April out of Hopkins, looking at the value of nivolumab preoperatively. You know, these drugs are very active, and I think checkpoint inhibitors are going to move into earlier stage disease, earlier than stage three disease. So yeah, my guess would be that the atezo, the first adjuvant study I'm aware of that closed, would hit. But you know, that's a big guess. I thought bevacizumab and ECOG-1505 would hit, and it didn't hit. So we'll have to wait and see. Clearly, no role for immunotherapy in the adjuvant setting other than in stage three with durvalumab. And by that, let me just also mention, I don't think there's a role for any other drug than durvalumab in the stage three setting. Even though we just saw some good single cohort study data with pembrolizumab at ASCO, I don't personally think that's ready for prime time. I think you can look at those data and say it match up with PACIFIC, but PACIFIC is a randomized phase III study. I just think durvalumab is the drug for right now.